Yud Ches. So we're in Siman Tav Mem Ches, Sif Gimel, Mishavura Sif Katan Yud Ches. So you should do it as a Mechira Gemurah, as a final sale. Gemurah meaning the sense of the final sale, without any conditions, etc. Not Amanas Lahachser, it should be a total sale. So the Mishabur. I mean, you saw Maniach Chemsoi. Becheder Shal Chaveroi, Hamercher is Chemsoi. Reuben is selling his Chametz, and Shimon says, you know what? In those days, it wasn't the Rav who would do for everybody. Each person would sell himself, sell to the Goy. So Shimon says, I have a great idea. I'll drop off my Chametz in Reuben's room, which he's designated for all his Chametz. And he sells the Chametz to the Goy, he'll sell my Chametz also. So Tzarkloy Diel Yisrael HaMoicher B'Yaseh Shliach Limker. It doesn't work unless he informs the Moicher, Reuben. Shimon tells Reuben, you know, I'm putting my Chametz there, and he asks him to become his Shliach to sell. If Shimon put it there without informing Reuven, so then the law is also like a Pesach, the sale is not valid at all, and the Chometz is Chomesh over Lava Pesach, and it's also. The Jew that was not aware to have in mind to be Machnet. And the guy did not have intent to acquire it.
So Reuben can't say, I'm selling everything in this room.
Even if he would, if he's not aware that there's anything there other than his own stuff, so it wouldn't work. If he wasn't aware that Shimon had put some items there.
Yeah, I understand, but I wonder why.
Because he has no bialess over it, he has no doubts for it. He wasn't appointed a shliach to sell it.
We don't assume that was the intention, otherwise why would you
enter? It was the intention, but Reuben has no das to be machnet. He doesn't know that it's there to be machnet. The Gemara talks about this case, you have to be media to the two individuals who are doing the transaction, that they have to be aware they're doing a transaction. So as far as Reuben's concerned, well, there's, you know, five boxes of chametz in there, and he's thinking, I'm selling five boxes of chametz, and really there's seven boxes of chametz there, because there's two boxes he wasn't aware of. So he's taking five boxes, and that's what he's talking to the goy about, buying five boxes. Well, really there's seven, but the goy doesn't know that. Nobody knows about it.
So could it be Menachem Makom that they would have the understanding that whatever's there is either mine or somebody put it there and they can make a bottle of it so I can sell it for them?
Again, you're saying through what process?
That's the Menachem of the year, that whatever is... If it's in your room, you have
buying
silver, so you can sell it.
If that be the minhag year?
Yeah.
I guess it would work. I don't see why it shouldn't work. If that be the standard way of doing it, then people anticipate the possibility, you know, would contemplate the possibility that there's something there other than their own, if that was normal. So then he might consider it, but if it's not, you know, I don't know why people would start considering it. Okay. So, furthermore, they wrote, it's written, Shibut a lot of blurb in the Nachri. Hey, look, Chometz, Zitunli, Acher, Pesel, Chometz, Acher. Here, take this Chometz. And after Chometz, you give me different Chometz back. So he's giving it to him now as a Matana. It's your Chometz, you know, do whatever you want with it. And after Pesach, you'll give me back other Chometz. So this chametz, you're not asking the goy to maintain this chametz over Pesach, which that would be problematic. And after Pesach, some point in time, you'll get some chametz to give it to me. So what's the problem with that? That's fine.
So then, how do I know that the goy didn't get this from some Jew who kept it during Pesach, that now it's his chametz over all Pesach, and now I
have it? It's theoretically possible. Since it's a Suffolk and Nisit Rabbanans, you know, I'm clearly machzik reyesu. I don't think Mechiv the Machzik Reyes, unless you would have a reason to believe that that's so. You know, you live in a city where the, you know, all the chametz available is the supplier of all the chametz in the town is like, you know, CNS, you know. So it's a big company who supplies all my two Jews. Not from. Okay, but double more, your tests. So you're selling to the guy for a little bit of money, The Mishnah Berurah says, why are we worried about the problem that if the sale is done lopsided, the value is not correct, so then you have a problem of what's called bitul mekach, that the sale becomes voided because of the element of chicanery which is there. It's not a problem. They both, the person who's selling it knows it's worth more and is agreeing to it. So, since I'm agreeable to it and I've agreed to the terms, and I knowingly agreed to the terms, that's not a problem of no. The din of no, which creates bitul mekach, the person believes that he's getting fair value, and really he's getting underpaid. Or the person who's paying believes he's paying the right amount, really he's overpaying. So that's a problem of no. The person knows and says, you know what, I'm aware that I'm underpaying or getting underpaid or overpaying, but it's worth it for me under the circumstances to do it even so. It has a value which is worth it for me. The person agreeing knowingly agrees to it, so that's fine. It's not bitul mekach. It's best the idea with these type of things is to sell to somebody that you're friendly with. Therefore, you can hope that the goy will give back to you every Pesach. That was the system how they used Bezman Chaz of the Shulchan Aruch. We'll see that Bir Alocha, how we do it nowadays, do it a little bit differently. The way the Bir Alocha describes it, how we do it nowadays. The proper way to do the sale is by paying money and then having the guy actually take the item. It's Mashiach. He's moving the item towards himself. He's being Mashiach. He's schlepping. It's a large amount of chametz. It's impossible for it to ask to have the guy schlep all that chametz to himself. Alternatively, the chametz is not actually here at the time. The guy can't do an act of mashiach by taking it if it's not here. The chametz is somewhere else, a different city. Or the chametz is bederech, it's out in some road. So then you do kinyan lenocha b'shar kinyanim, you use other kinyanim. It gives an example of other kinyanim which are possible. So the first example which he gives is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says in Perek Ezel Neshech, in Bar Metziah, the fifth Perek, that they had a custom that when the wine dealers, the wine merchants, when they would deliver, the farmer would deliver from down the river, from up the river, they would bring their caskets of wine, casks of wine. That's what happens after you drink too much wine, but they bring the casks of wine. So they were large items, so it was a big asik to do hakbor, mashicha. So what they would do is create a accepted custom amongst himself, that a person would go and would tilt the barrel. That was equivalent to buying it, doing a kinyan in it. So they made up their own kinyan. So there's no such kinyan in the Gemara anywhere. The kinyan in the Gemara very clear. There's Mashiach, there's Agboa, there's Mesira, there's Suter. This is a new thing. The Gemara says it works. Second Gemara is the source for the concept in halacha that whatever is considered the minhag ha-sechurim, if that's the custom of the people which buy and sell, that they consider this as symbolic of an act of sale, it gets halachic status of a sale. And that's called, the name of that kinyan is called situmsa. So the example which they have over here was, he puts a mark on any item which is sold, that he's buying, item which he's buying. Simon, you do it. That should be his indication. And the practice has become that's considered a sale. In the diamond district, a sale is finalized with a handshake and mazel tov. I don't care if you're a goy, I don't care if you're an Arab, I don't care what your name is. The sale is finalized till the handshake and the mazel tov. It's not over, and once it's done, you can't back out. That's a sale. So he sold him 10,000 worth of gems. That's it. It's sold. You can't back out. So that becomes a halachic sale. So Mishnah Berurah says you can rely on the kinyan of Situmsa of over here to sell the chametz. That'd be a valid way to sell the chametz. Now it's an interesting question, because how does Situmsa work? Is it din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan? If it's din d'rabbanan, so then why would it work over here to prevent this person from being over this to the rice of Bayer Rabbi Motze? The idea was he could sell the chametz, he shouldn't be over Bayer Rabbi Motze. So you tell me it's rabbinic in understanding, that makes a lot of sense. The chametz said, we will accept this as a valid. But you tell me it works for chametz, Mechiras chametz, the Chari tell me it works on a deraisa level. Not necessarily so. There is a famous discussion which the Shari Tshuva in Hilchos Dalet, in the Halachas of the Arba Minim, I'm not remembering the siman right now. The Halacha that has to be yours. You need Lachem. So he grapples with the question in a case where a person, we hold Midaraisa, I'm close to the Limur, we hold Midaraisa, the Bemetaltal, and between two Jews, Kesef is Daraisa. The rice of the Kenya would be paying money, and the rice, but the Chum said that we don't want to rely on giving money, because they're afraid that they'll transfer the money, but not the item, and then something will happen to the item, and the merchant will have no motivation to save it from the damage, because it belongs to the lekeach. So, correct. So Chazal or Masakna, you need Kenya Mashiach. If it's to do hagbor or mashiach, if to pick it up, if to bring it to yourself, etc. Until then, it's not kind. But that's only rabbanon. It arises to the kesef, the kinyan is with kesef. So what would be a situation where a person is buying something by case of mechira, not a case of metalton, obviously. But a case of mechira, a case of a sale. So what about if I took the dalminim and I did not pay yet? So the arises kinyan is paying. The rabbinic kinyan is doing the hagbo and the mashiach. So I take the hagbo, mashiach, I take the dalmin, I take the dalmin. First day, it has to be mine. At the raisa level, it has to be mine. So I'm not even the raisa, the kesef is gone. I didn't pay you for it yet. This one issue is, take the dalmin, you don't want to take the dalmin on credit, because you want to make sure that you paid. So there, the Shari Tshuva brings the question, do you say that this idea, so kinyan the rabbanam hanila the raisa. Since you're dealing with financial matters, which it's a question of ownership, if the Chachamim came along and said this is an act of indicating ownership, that might function at the raisa level. This now becomes the very way of doing it. So that if you need a symbolic act, you need a symbolic act. It's done. It's yours. So that might work at the raisa level or not. That's a question which is over there, and it's machlokes. So some argue that you can say the same argument in regards to Situmsa, which is this minhag hasar, it's the custom of the people, which the dealers, that they accept this as an indication of a sale, and that becomes the standard way of doing it. That might work on everybody's intent, is that should work as a kinyan, that might work as a kinyan. That seems to be a discussion. So the Samsarfa holds that Situmsa is the raisa. The Nesivas assumes it's the Rabbanon, both quoted in the Mosef Dirsh over here, and the first one on the page.
Did you say that the Mishnah Berurah uses this term?
No, he doesn't use the word Situmsa, but that's what the Mor refers to. Oh, yeah, it's Kiyas Kaf. Another way that the Kinyan was done through a handshake, Shakaran Sushlag, to grab onto something. Shlagash means to hit. Ma'akim kapeh mazel, so they sort of like clap their hands together. It's the forerunner of our, those handshakes that they do nowadays. Well, you didn't see this pruta giving money. The place where it became the custom, when as soon as the purchaser gives one pruta to the seller, it becomes his. Or alternatively, sometimes they consider these type of things that the last step of the process is giving over the key, and that's considered an indication that the sale is final. All those would be valid options to do in the case where you can't do mashicha because the item is too heavy or because it's not here. It's too heavy, too large, or it's not here. Miu al kaponim sirach shayomer harini moichel l'chav chometz plani be'ad sach v'sach sad be'ad sach kach v'kach. L'loikim shayomer haman harini moichel l'chav. Don't say you're selling him the key. You're selling him the chometz in this place. This and this item of chometz, and this in this place, for this and this amount of money. That's what they're correcting to say, not that I'm selling you the key. That issue is not the key, the issue is the place. There was a problem, I guess, there was a misconception. That's worthless. So you have to say, you have to be very careful that you say in the proper language. Any other type of kinyan which became established, that's an option people would do it. Each place according to what the custom of the dealers are in that place. So Mishabura holds that these things work on the right level. These can be used, clearly can be used for the purpose of buying or selling, better the word, selling the chametz. Shabbat Yisrael Hakdus Gam Chametz of Kinyan. Because then we can use these things for Kinyanim for chametz. Another suggestion, Mr. Ruh says, we've discussed a few suggestions of how to do it. We did Rishima, we did Pruta, so all of the different options that we did. Fine. Another solution would be to sell the chametz through the kinyan called kinyan agav. What is kinyan agav? Hanashim lenochi karka echeder. Or you ask a lawyer, a person will either sell or rent a piece of real property, ground or an apartment. Karka or cheder or room. Or you ask a lawyer, not even if selling it, but if he would rent it out to him. And then together, literally on its back, on the back of the karka or on the back of the cheder, the room, together with it, Yermaloy, Kaneha Chomet Shieshti B'Mokam Makarka, B'Mokam Makarka, B'Mokam Shu. Acquire that Chomet, which is there either sitting with where the place that you're buying a piece of land, here's the piece of car, the Chomet's on it also. Or alternatively, the Chomet can be somewhere else, be passing for Kinyan Agav, the work, you don't need to be, the Talta should be on the karka. There's a discussion in the Gemara, whether you need what's called tziburin, does it have to be piled up in the karka, or can be somewhere else? Maybe pass the meat can be somewhere else. Even, it means even if the metallic that you're selling, I'm selling you. So once there, I would sell you a car. And I'm selling you a house, and the car is in the driveway. So I'm selling you the house, and the property, and the car. So the house, the car is on the property. So we do kinyan on the karka, and that will work for the house, for the car also. Let's say I'm selling you a piece of property way over there somewhere else, and you've been credited with kesef or star. And also, I'm selling you the car, which is sitting right here in my driveway. Right, so that works. We pass on that. That's a valid kinyan agav. The kinyan agav kan, I feel in on siburin kan, even if they're not piled up over here, even if we don't make the pile of the talton here on the karka, that still works. So it'll be the solution for that. The karka needs to be kesef and mishtar. And so how do you give the karka over to the goy? He gives you money, and also you give him mishtar. saying that you're selling it to him. In a case where it's not a case of a sale, it's a case of just a rental. So if he pays you, that's considered standard, and that's sufficient for that purpose. So a Jew who is renting property from a the case where there actually wasn't a case of renting property from a goy, over here it says a case of renting property to the goy, says you don't need a shtar, kesef is enough. Even if the guy is not giving you the full money, he's just giving you a down payment. Sagi, that's sufficient. But you should be careful to write the following. We ask the imra, you should make a condition with him. He is Israel. The Jews make a condition with the guy. With this down payment, he should acquire the room and the chometz. Totally, total kinyan. It's done with this amount of money. And the rest of the money is owed as a loan, as it were, for the giving the item to him right now. So he says, okay, it's worth $5,000. You don't have $5,000 on you right now. I'll sell it to you for $2, and you owe me the other 9,000. Excuse me, the other 4,998. You owe me on credit. Now, furthermore, the place where the chametz is stored, it's not my place. I have rental rights on this piece of property, but I don't own the property. So, Oz, in that situation, Oz Yerl Mechirasi, he can't sell to his. He can't use the rental property that he has as a way to sell over that property to the goy. He doesn't own it himself. The Achim Kredomish and Ashaloi can't sell something that's not yours. You don't own the karka. You're just renting it. What he can do is he can rent it. He can't sell it, but he can rent it out. So he's subletting.
He can do that on his own.
He can do that, right. But Yaskir Loistam, the Hasik by Caleb and Metatlub, and the language of the arrangement should be that he has no right to allow him to live there. She should say very explicitly that what he's giving him permission to do, what he's being mocked, he's renting him for, is the right to store his items there. So as the assumption in Halacha, if I'm renting it out to him to come live, that I can't do without explicit permission from the owner, because I'm making more people living there. I don't know, more damage to the property, more people coming through, there's more noise, there's all these different things which could come by me allowing the guy in the property, it's going in the property. But okay, I'm not going to let him in. I'm not letting him in. Just the issue is he wants to store the items there. So let's say there's an assumption in Halacha that in that situation, the person would not necessarily be, normally would not be makban in that, and therefore you have to do it. And then the person does say, if it's possible to ask the permission from the owner, you should. If you feel like the owner's not going to understand what you're doing, the owner's not from, and the whole thing, just to explain the thing is voodoo to him, you know, just so you can rely on this. That's a valid rental out of the person. So he says, fine. So you have to say, but you can't tell the guy I'm giving you this property, so you should put chametz in there. So again, so like I'm telling the guy to bring, I'm giving it to him, I want to ask the chametz to go in there. That's, I'm like taking some level of, it looks like I'm taking some responsibility for the chametz. I can't do that. Okay. Let's go back. We didn't finish our Mishnah Berurah, but it's really a different topic. So we're holding on Lamed Gimel, Mishnah Berurah is on Lamed Gimel and Aleph, so cutting. Yates Afagav. I just want to go back to Bir Locha. Bir Locha is Medaber Muad, page Lama Beis. Yeah, you have it? So he says, you sell it for beer, the double mood. I'm Mr. Burr. Kayyayim, Minakshay Yisrael, the custom nowadays is a little bit different. Shane Markin, the double mood, we don't sell for a little bit of money. Because Allah Hamikach, Hasamuch, Lashav, we sell Shelchav, we try and sell it at a amount of money which is fairly close to the true value. He gives you some money, which is a down payment. The tchilas hirayon as an act of the original payment. And the rest is made into a lien, responsibility has. Zemahani, that works. In other words, if we say you can be kind of karka with kesef, you kind of, let's say over here we're talking about tautlin for a goy with kesef. Okay, so you want to be kind of for with kesef, so you have to pay the full amount. It says they're saying, well, you don't have to pay the full amount. They have to be kind of with kesef, like it says, isha nikta is with kesef. Right? Let me just later on, what is that? It's b'pruta b'shava pruta. The woman's, you acquire a woman with a problem, you don't say that's her value. You're saying that this is what you're doing to do the act of kinyan. Now, there's a chokas achronim and how that works. The chokas between the sma understands that what you're doing really is starting the payment process. It's not a symbolic act. I'm giving you a dollar just as a symbolic act. It's a mice of paying. The chiddush over here is that you can be kind of a kesef, you don't have to pay the full amount, so you can start the paying process. So if you start the paying process, you're kind of. Another one say, no, the idea, it ends up being not a value issue, but more that it's a representative of a ceremonial type of an issue, that this is, the act of giving this dollar counts as a king. But the smile learns it's the beginning of tchilas piron, that's his language. The Bir Locha, you should give it at the beginning of the payment. On the other hand, you shouldn't. So now we're discussing, you know, selling it for a small amount. You shouldn't. Well, so listen, you know, this, here's the deal. Sell the chometz for $10 billion. Give me $5 now, and we'll talk about the rest after Pesach. The rest is due after Pesach. You shouldn't do that. It should mean that the value that you're selling it for should correspond pretty much to the value of what he's getting. There's yesh l'armah d'hami b'tomecha, because otherwise we could say that there's going to be a problem b'tomecha. You're asking me to pay more than he doesn't really know exactly what he's getting. He's not getting it. You tell him it's $1 million, he believes you. Tell him it's not $1 million. It's only 500,000, right? That would be a dinner bitul mecha. The mecha would be batul possibly because he's been fooled. Mashiv regarding the b'niyah, but in ma'ake mishum the b'niyah and yocholakso, because by the goyish courts they can't back out. Mashiv said the imemina goyish tamakam lakso mishum bitul mecha. Who ikuva sarchin mizet? So the whole argument the primogodim has is because since in goyish court you can enforce it, so he's gomer and das and he decides to buy it like that. Reading the Bir Locha. Sarkiyin Bezim. Oy Kosu. Furthermore, the Chredim writes, the Mahani Bekshim Eloi Nimar Chabaya Zeh Achomet Shali. Im Yerm Eloi Kach, Elim Ken Yerm Eloi, Nimar Chabaya Zeh Bekach Bekach, Bekachomet Zeh Kol Mido Ba'ad Sach Pesach. Sach kach, this amount. There was the one of the important halachas in Mechira is that the people have to be semach das. So the post, the mission, it's more actually that the case where a person walks up to the person who has merchandise up on the stall, and I walk up, you know, and I start picking something up, and I'm let's do a kinyan. There's a kinyan hagbah, great. How much does it cost? $15 a pound, and I'm out of here. All right, I'm not paying $50. I said, well, you made a kinyan ready, too late, you have money. He wasn't semadat until he heard the... So if it's the price was not a set price, it wasn't a set price which a person could know, but it's based on haggling and arguing, etc. I need to hear the. I'm not really, really, truly committed to the sale until I hear the price. Even though I did my sekinyan, it still won't work. We pass it. If there's a set price on the item, there's a standard price for this merchandise, or this merchandise specifically had a designated price. So I know how much it costs. I can make a decision. I decide it's worth it to buy. Fine. Right, $4.99 a pound, I can take that. That means $10-$15 a pound, I'm out of here. So if you sell the chametz to the guy, he says, listen, sell your chametz, and he says, my chametz. The guy says, I don't know what that means. How much money, how much chametz am I getting? How much is it worth? He says, well, you tell me the chametz, which are worth this and this amount. We have a rule, but if the amount... there's no designated amount of how much he has to pay, the more so there's not a valid kinyan. Ella in Cain, Shiyama, Kifishiyosim, I said plenty or Shlesha Bekiyim. What you could do, and this is something which a person is, there is a scenario where it's possible to do the sale without the person being aware of the actual value. How is that? So listen, we're making the sale, Amanas, the amount that I'll pay you for this is based on the expert opinion of Mr. A, Mr. B, and Mr. C. Those three experts in this area of real estate properties, and they know values, etc. And they'll estimate how much it's... I have no idea what I'm going to sell into. But since I picked those people and I'm agreeable to those people, I'm basically committing now myself to making a real commitment to whatever they're going to decide. So that's okay. So I can say, listen, okay, so we're selling the chametz. You don't know how much it's worth exactly. We're selling you for this, but we'll find we'll get a shuma if you want, and get a real beer. How much it costs, and then if he says okay, fine, that's fine. So that either it can be one individual or three individuals, fine. End of thought. That the circle farish called min chometz sheyeshloy. Person when he sells to the goy, he has to explain what type of items he's selling. I'm selling you some bread and some pasta and some flour and some. Paper, I have to give a list of what I'm selling. Well, you tell stam ani barchal chol koma sheish b'chashash chimus. Whatever it's possible, it's chometz. The hydrolyzed oil protein in the tuna fish cans. It might be chometz. So I'm going to sell you that. That's true, by the way. What?
I missed
the line. The hydrolyzed in the tuna cans. There's a protein which they sometimes add. Hydrolyzed protein. So that protein something could be the way they make it might potentially have problems. So that's the ones which are made for Pesach, so they obviously don't have that. So you don't say that. I'm telling you whatever might be chametz. Ain mina yudua, and that's also halacha. The person makes a sale, and it's not clear exactly what type of item he's purchasing, so it's not a valid sale. So he doesn't know how much the if I know what I'm getting, so I'm getting pasta. So well, that pasta is not really worth so much because pasta right now is. So I know what I'm getting, and I'm getting 50 boxes of pasta. So 50 boxes of pasta. I know he's got to get a cheap price. Where pasta is running on sale right now, 69 cents a box. Oh, he's selling me fancy flour. Those fancy flour is very expensive stuff. It costs $20 a pound. He knows what he's getting, so he can get an idea of what value it has. Shreyanu yudei im shava harber mat. He doesn't know how much it's worth. Well, you for coming in, therefore you have to indicate each type of item that you're selling. Vurak hamadida ein tzarach sheyir davka kanam pesach. But the actual weighing or measuring of how much you're going to get of each thing. So yeah, Shuma or the evaluation process, Yachar Pesach. We can do that also. I skipped the line. Yachal Hasazim Menachri Shashim Lido Shuma Yilachar Pesach. We can make the arrangement. Listen, here's the sale. You're giving me the down payment right now. You're committed to the fact that after Pesach we'll take it to the three Bekiyim and get a price check. But you have any mamar stam called sheish by chashash chametz? I'm selling you anything which might have a possibility of being chametz, and Pesach would buy. I'm saying, "Stay chametz, shame chametz." But you have it; it's mutter. Fine. Sorry, the first shame of the cash. You have to mention the name of the purchase of the goy in the shtar. Okay. A few things which come up nowadays. Now, our system again is a little bit different, even than this. That this is what each individual person would do this with a goy. Nowadays, it's the Rav does this for a ham and am. And a few interesting questions which come up, and the Moshe Dirshu touches on them. So, how much money is the goy? The goy is being kind of a kesef. He has to pay. How much does he have to pay? So, Rav Moshe says that he has to pay at least a pruta per person. I have to receive a pruta from him that there should be a kinyan. So for the Rav is selling for 100 families, 500 families, right? So let's say the argument that you say a pruta is a penny. So I need 500 pennies. He has to give me at least $5 for this thing to work. If I tell you that a pruta happens to be running at 10 cents, so then you got to give him $50. He has to give $50. That's what Moshe says. He has to give that amount. Rambam says the Maisa that for this purpose we can evaluate. We can just say the smallest coin in the neighborhood is the kesef, and that will work. So this is considered a coin which is actually used, etc. That'll work. Let's say the guy wants to give you a check, okay, or an IOU as payment. He's not paying you with money, he's paying you with an IOU or with a check. So the Shach says, a person creating a shtar yischayv, I'm giving you a document that I'm being mechayv of money to pay you. If I'm able to still be mevatel it, then it's no good. I won't be mevatel, I don't know, but if I'm able to, that's not a true transfer of money. So, Rav Osner says that you can stop a check. So once the Shach said that a shtar which you're able to be mevatel is not considered kesef, because you might be mevatel, so it doesn't have a full din of kesef. So the chara, a check would have the same problem. That was, but they bring over here from Rabbi Yashav said that's not true. It won't be worse than the case of the Situmsa that became the minhag of the Malkum, that we accept the check as a form of kinyan, as a form of payment to make a kinyan. Yeah, that's actually true. One more thing, it's an interesting question which they discuss over here. I appoint the Rav as my shliach. And I go out, so I'm a guy of Zoriz, so the first day that the Rav is available, Gimel Nissen, they already point the Rav Shliach, and everything's done, I buy chometz afterwards, and have it left over that chometz. Can the Rav sell my chometz? I didn't appoint him a Shliach on that. He wasn't, I didn't own the chometz at that point in time to say that I appoint him a Shliach on that chometz. So a person would have to, that's a problem. They bring over here that the Dibur Makil, say he felt that was a problem. Person can't be mana himself a shliach, appoint the shliach, not which he doesn't have yet, unless he writes in the shtar that he specifically is giving him the power to be marsha him, empowering him to sell the chometz which I might purchase up to this that time. I think actually in some shtars it has that language. So in the case, the person's not aware of it, we have that language in there to make sure that we don't get stuck with that problem.